Daniel Elkin is an Army Green Beret, a serious special operations guy who was awarded multiple military honors and awards for his time spent in Afghanistan. He actually walks the streets of Charlotte as well, founder of Special Operations Association of America. And when I say he walks the streets of Charlotte, I mean he's like a badass guy, and he lives here in Charlotte. Welcome back to WBT, Daniel.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show again.
Yeah, man, good to speak with you. How's everything going?
Life has been good, busy. We're just trying to represent the special operations community effectively and do right things by those who have served us faithfully.
Well, you are doing an excellent job, and I know how busy you are. The last time we spoke was around the one-year anniversary of the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Not much really has changed for many Afghans, especially those that fought alongside you and the rest of the United States, those that were promised to be kept safe. Tell us a little bit about what's going on now.
Well, we have continued to raise the alarm in reference to this debacle, this botched withdrawal that we spoke about. And we are currently working with legislatures and lawmakers in order to rectify this issue. As you are aware, and most of your listeners are aware, the House Foreign Affairs Committee is looking into this investigation. And in the new Congress, we know that there will be hearings on this issue. And hopefully those hearings will address some of the things that happened and shed some light on why things went so horribly wrong.
You're doing a lot of great work to help the people there and help people get out of there as well. You wrote a letter to the Biden administration. You and the SOAA, your organization, wrote a letter to President Biden. I think specifically for one Afghan fighter that came to the United States and then was arrested at the border on some miscellaneous charge. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. You know, Lieutenant Wasi is a highly decorated Afghan special operator who served shoulder to shoulder with American special operations and literally bled for this country. And we left him for dead. The United States failed him once. And the fact that you can buy U.S. military biometric systems on eBay for $68 that has a list of all of these individuals highlights some very serious issues. You know, we have a chance to make this right. We have a chance to give him asylum. He risked his life for a chance at serving the United States, and we want to give him that chance to enter into the United States.
Yeah, and he's just one of many, right? He represents many.
Right, and that is why I am announcing here on this show today for the first time that our organization will not stop until every Afghan special operator that's already in the United States has a pathway to citizenship through military service. You know, we've had success with programs like this in the past, the IMET program, the Lodge Act, where people have served the United States in exchange for citizenship. And we've polled many of the Afghans who are already here, not ones that are in Afghanistan, but those that are here, and well over 50% of them want to serve this nation.
Let me ask you a question, Daniel. Has the White House responded to the letter that you wrote? Have you gotten any response?
We did get a response from the White House acknowledging receipt of the letter. It has been forwarded to members at the NSC. They are reviewing the case, and we've been working side by side with Lieutenant Wasi's legal team for his upcoming hearing on the 10th of January.
Oh, so it's coming up quick. And so hopefully something good will come out of that. I know Secretary Blinken was back in Afghanistan, but to the best of my knowledge, President Biden has not returned to Afghanistan. Am I right?
That is what we are tracking as well. We have been disappointed with lawmakers and the failure to pass the Afghan Adjustment Act, which would allow pathways for individuals like Lieutenant Wasi to come to the United States through the special immigration visa process.
I mean, Washington is just kind of going about their business like this whole Afghanistan thing never happened, right? I mean, you don't hear a lot about it. President hasn't been back there. Like I said, the Secretary of State was there, but there haven't been a lot of other visits by other high-ranking members of the administration. And it's just kind of like swept under the rug. And not only for the Afghans that we were supposed to help, but what about all the other, you know, Afghanis that are still living in the country? And I think there are still Americans that are trying to get out of the country.
Well, our priority is the moral injury that has occurred amongst the veterans in the United States because of how this situation occurred and the effects that have happened since then. You know, we recently experienced a suicide last week in the special operations community that was directly related to the events that transpired in August of 2021. And that is why we continue to fight. We firmly believe in America first. Bring the men and women who wear the uniform home. But that doesn't mean America only. And we know more of our community would be buried in Arlington National Cemetery today if it wasn't for those that served shoulder to shoulder with us in combat. And Lieutenant Lossie is just one of those. There are many like him, and we need to honor the promise to them and honor the promise that we've made to our veteran community to leave no man left behind.
That's what I was going to say. The harsh reality of this is there would have been a lot more American casualties if not for these people that helped America. And your organization needs, obviously, you need resources to continue your mission. Tell us how people can help.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, if individuals want to donate, they can go to our website, Special Operations Association of America. It's just SOAA.org. There's a donate button on there. If you want to be kept abreast or updated on the events of this particular case and the ongoing efforts for us to serve the special operations community, like Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, or you can just reach out directly and contact us.
Yeah, I was looking at SOAA.org, and from the last time we spoke, it appears to me that your organization is growing, right?
It has. It's been growing exponentially through faithful support of listeners of your show and other true patriots, and we appreciate that.
All right, Daniel Elkin is the founder of SOAA, Special Operations of America, an Army Green Beret who served our country greatly. Again, Daniel has received multiple military honors and awards for his time there. Daniel, I always enjoy speaking with you. Keep up the great work. Happy New Year to you, a happy and healthy New Year, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show, and look forward to coming back soon.
Yeah, we need to get you to come into the station at some point in time.
Oh, let's do that. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
We also need to get together somewhere and smoke a cigar.
I would love that, and look forward to doing that soon.
All right, if you want, here's what we'll do: we'll put you back on hold, and you can give Bernie, our producer, your number or way for me to get in contact with you directly, and maybe we'll do that.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right, my man. Be well. Happy New Year. 9:15 at WBT. Pam.